In the gospel reading today, we see perhaps the difference between the way God sees things and the way that we do. We hear about this man who gives his money over to his servants, and at the end, when they come back and say, "You gave me 5 talents or 2 talents, and he says, "You've been faithful over a few things, now I will entrust you with many." That's God's perspective, a few things. The human perspective, 5 talents is 80 years worth of income. 1 talent is 6,000 denarii, and a denarius is what 1 day's wage was. So now you take 6,000 of them, that's 16 years worth of wages, and this man received 5. Someone else received 2. So that's 80 years worth of wages, or 32 years worth of wages. And the master said, "You've been faithful with a few things." Like, really? What's a lot? 80 years worth of wages? That's just a few. Now, this becomes important because our English word talent comes from this word, talent. Look at what God has entrusted to you. You might look at it and say, "Oh, it's just a few things. It's no big deal." That's because it's what's natural to you. But it's maybe not so natural to somebody else. And in fact, somebody else would have to work at some of those things for a long, long time before being able to come anywhere close to the ability that you have. And you just take it for granted. And so God looks at you and says, "How have you been faithful with the few things?" Now, from somebody else's point of view, they might look and go, "What are you talking about? Look at what God has given to this person. A few? It's tremendous what God has given this person." But again, you might look at it and say, "Well, because it's so easy for me, it's just a few." But we have to then put it in that perspective and be able to see that it's not just a little bit that God has entrusted to somebody. It's a huge amount. And by comparison to somebody else, you might look at it and say, "Well, I don't have very much compared to this person." Okay, so the person who got the 1 talent in this got 16 years worth of wages. Compared to the other guy who got 5, 80 years worth of wages? Yeah, the guy who got 16 didn't get very much. But look at it from his perspective. He was given 16 years worth of wages. Yeah, it's small compared to the 80, but it's huge compared to what a daily wage would be, or even an annual wage. And so this is, again, where we have to be so careful not to be comparing ourselves with other people. Notice that the answer of the master, when the man who brought the 5 talents, who got 5 more, came, and he said, "You've been faithful over a few things, therefore I will set you over many. Enter into your master's rest." When the man who brought 2, so less than half of what this man had, this guy comes, and what's the master say? "You've been faithful over a few things, I will set you over many. Enter into your master's rest." Word for word, identical. He didn't look at the one who had more and say, "Oh, you've done so much more than this other one." No, he didn't. In fact, he did the same as the other one. He started out with more, and he doubled it. The other one started out with 2 instead of 5. He doubled it. They actually did the same when you look at it that way. Yeah, if you look at who brought in more, yeah, the guy that had 5 brought in 5 more, so he had 10. The other guy wound up with 4. But if you look at it from the point of view of doubling it, it's identical. Now, if you look at it a little bit differently, what if the guy with the 5 talents made 4 more instead of 5 more? He would have had 9 all total. The guy who got 2 still got 2 more. He had 4 total. We'd still look at it and say, oh, well, the guy with the 5 has a lot more because he came out with 9. God will look at it and say, no, the guy with the 2 has way more. He doubled it. The other guy didn't. And so remember the words of our Lord that from those to whom more has been given, more will be expected. So how easy it is for us to look at somebody who maybe has way more ability than we do. And we say, oh, look at that person. Look at all that they're doing with that. Look at what they can do. Maybe they're using about that much of their ability. And for us to be able to just function, maybe we're using this much of our ability. And when we stand on the day of judgment, if both of us were to die on that same day, we might look at it and say, oh, God's going to be really merciful to that person. Look at all that they did, all that ability they had and everything that they did. And look at what I did, And God's going to look at the other person and say, look, I gave you this much and you used this much. Not good. And they might look at you and say, I gave you this much, and look at what you did. You did this much with that little bit that I gave you. Welcome into your master's joy. So don't worry about what anybody else has. If God has given you 5 talents, that's not because you're better than somebody else, or you're greater than they are, or they're less than. And if God has given you 1 or 2 talents, that doesn't mean you're less than or somebody's greater than you. God is looking at it and saying, I gave you this according to the ability that I've given you. And I'm expecting that you are going to do something with what I've given you. Not to compare it to somebody else, but I'm expecting that you're going to receive what I've given. And when you stand before me, what is going to be the return on what I've given to you? So even there, again, if the English word talent comes from this same word, if you're pretty good at something, maybe God gave you 16 or 32 or 80 years worth of ability that somebody else doesn't have. What's he asking of you? He's not asking just to keep it at 80 years worth because you're so much better than everybody else at doing this, that therefore you already put them to shame, so just keep doing it at that level. He's going to say, no, I'm going to expect another 80 years or another 32 or another 16 or whatever it is. This is what we have to be looking at within ourselves. It's not comparing to one another because that's an unfair comparison. God has not given everybody here the same amount of talent, nor has he given them the same talents. It's one thing here to be able to say, okay, well, this is money, and so it's the same talents. But some people here have different talents than other people. So again, it's unfair to be able to judge and look at somebody else and say, oh, I wish that I could do that, or that person's so much better than I am at this. Well, sure, maybe that person, if it's the same thing, maybe that person got 80 years worth and you got 16 years worth. It's like, yeah, they're going to be way better than you are at it. So what? God's not asking you to have the 80 years worth of ability. He's asking you to have the 16 years worth and now to work at it and see if you can make it 32 years worth. So even there, you're going to look at it and say, yeah, but what that person started with is still way more than what I've got at the end. Yeah, it is. And if you've got 32 years worth at the end and you started with 16, God's going to say, come on in. Well done, good and faithful servant. And the person that had the 80 years worth, if they stayed at 80 years worth, God's going to say, we've got a deep place for you in the fire. I gave you this, and you buried it in the ground. You didn't do anything with it. So yeah, on one hand, they had way more. And in the end, they were held to a higher accountability and they wound up with way less. So that's why we can't look at one another and make judgments about these kinds of things, because it's not a fair judgment. Look at Jesus and look at yourself. Say, Lord, this is what you've given me. What do you want me to do? Or some people will say, I don't have any talent. Yeah, you do. And if you don't know what you've got, go to prayer and ask him, show me what you have, what you've given me. Show me what it is you want me to do. Because if I have no clue what it is, then I need to find out. And let him lead, let him show you. Because there are talents that he's given to every single person. And so if we just want to play ignorant and say, well, I don't know what they are, yeah, we're going to be held responsible for that on the day of judgment too. So work at it. Seek out what it is that the Lord has given. Seek further what it is that he wants from you. And then put your heart into it, so that when you stand before the Lord, you will have doubled or tripled or quadrupled what it is that he gave you. And he will say, I have given you a few things and you've been faithful. Now I will entrust you with much. Come into the joy of your master.